You might associate Atlanta cuisine with foods like Southern fried chicken or your favorite barbecue joint or maybe hot dogs from the Varsity. But this Sunday, Taste of Atlanta is bringing back an event dedicated to one simple food with global appeal. I'm laughing because I can't believe I'm about to say this. Mary Claire Kelly brings us this preview of the Atlanta Meatball Festival.
Take a look at our vegetables.
When you think of meatballs, you probably think of the nursery rhyme. You know, on top of spaghetti, all covered in cheese. But Chef Ron Eister prefers his meatballs.
Between two pieces of bread and eating it pretty quick.
Eister is head chef and owner of Rosebud, a restaurant in the Morningside neighborhood.
This is a beef blend of short rib, ground chuck, and this is basically just ground pork.
He's also once again a participant in the second annual Atlanta Meatball Festival.
I'm originally from New York. Me and my meatball recipe. So I grew up on Long Island. So, you know, my mom was Italian. My grandmother was a great cook. And, you know, so I definitely have a little bit of that in me. We're going to start by, like I said, we're going to saute our onion and our fennel.
Eister's recipe is a classic one. It did well at last year's event. But Taste of Atlanta, which produces the event, also encourages chefs to put their own creative spins on the meatball. Like last year, two notable submissions were one that used grits as breading and one made with tuna instead of red meat.
You know, my personal philosophy with cooking is I don't want to be creative just for the sake of being creative. You know, sometimes a meatball should just be a meatball. And so, you know.
What is it about the meatball?
Dale DeSena is president of Taste of Atlanta. She co-founded the event.
Well, I think like a lot of foods, everybody thinks they have the best meatball. So we really challenge the Atlanta chefs in the community to say, what makes your meatball so special? And we have really brought together this sort of meat brawl.
This meat brawl is the event's competition to see who has the best meatball. But this isn't like a cooking competition you'd watch on TV. At the Atlanta Meatball Festival, the festival goers cast the votes to determine the winner.
I think that our people all want to be Simon Cowell's and Paula Abdul's, and they want to be Bobby Flay or Rachel Ray or, you know, the Food Network judges that decides who are the best meatballs. So I think that's really what makes it fun, is that the people get to decide.
Chef Eister considers crowd-pleasing a part of his job.
You get to a point where, yes, you have to understand food, but you also have to understand the guests who are eating your food. And it's kind of like the analogy, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is there to see it, did it make a sound? Well, if a chef is making food and there's nobody around to eat the food, is that person still a chef?
Eister says that as a chef, the Meatball Festival is an opportunity to hang out with other people who work in food and maybe even get some inspiration. But his classic New York-style recipe, passed down through his family, will likely stay the same. Simple, familiar, and delicious. For WABE, I'm Mary Claire Kelly.